Good morning. It's funny, but you miss a week, and it seems as though you've been gone forever. Last Sunday, we were out of town. Our oldest grandson was he received his first communion, and it was a wonderful time. And I guess it was a great reason to be gone. But it's even greater to be back, and it refreshes us to see that this is our home. This is our family in Christ. Today, we look at Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Many images of Jesus emerge throughout the New Testament. He's the cornerstone, as we heard in our first reading. He's the true vine. He's the Lamb of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and so on. But today, Jesus presents himself to us as the Good Shepherd. The shepherd image runs throughout the whole history of Israel. Throughout the Old Testament, we see the Lord himself as the shepherd of his people. The leaders of Israel are known as shepherds of the flock. And in Psalm 23, a psalm that was written by the boy shepherd David, we learn, "The Lord is my shepherd," he says, "I shall not want." And it goes on. We see God's provision, the goodness of a good shepherd. He provides rest, healing. He binds up the wounds. He provides guidance and protection and care for his sheep. At one time, David said, "I protected my sheep from the lion and the bear," before he took down Goliath, the giant. The boldness and the care of a shepherd heart was in David. But Jesus today goes way beyond that. He's more than willing to risk his life for his sheep, for us. Referring to himself, he says, "The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." In other words, I am intentionally going to lay down my life for you. I am going to intentionally die for you, for the forgiveness of your sins and the sins of the world, that you might have life. This is a foreshadowing and a telling of his crucifixion. We can look back to Good Friday and clearly understand why it was essential for Jesus to lay down his life for us. Where the disciples often groped to understand what Jesus was up to and where he was going and what he was about, we now see the reason for his death. As St. Ephrem said, quote, "Death slew him by means of the body which he had assumed, but that same body proved to be the weapon with which he conquered death," end quote. The Greek word for good, as in good shepherd here today, is kalos. I did a little investigation into that word. Jesus is the kalos shepherd. The kalos shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. In most English versions of the Bible, this word, of course, is translated as good. But Raymond Brown, in his classic commentary on John, says that kalos means beautiful in the sense of an ideal or a model of perfection. Here, a clearer translation would read, "I am the model shepherd." A model shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Here, Jesus is a model shepherd because he is willing to die for his sheep, and Jesus is a model shepherd because he knows his sheep intimately, saying, "I know mine, and mine know me." It's a well-known story that in February the 17th, 1941, Father Raymond Kolbe was arrested by the Gestapo for hiding Jewish people. He was jailed and eventually sent to the Auschwitz concentration camp. In the camp, he carried blocks of heavy stone for the building of the crematorium wall and was often beaten by a vicious ex-criminal named Bloody Krot. On one occasion, Krot made Colby carry the heaviest planks until he collapsed. Then he beat Colby savagely, leaving him for dead in the mud. But fellow prisoners secretly moved him to the camp prison, where he was able to recover. In July of 1941, that same year, a prisoner appeared to have escaped from the camp, and as a result, the deputy commander ordered 10 men to be chosen to be starved to death in an underground bunker. When Franciszek Gajomizek heard that he was selected, he cried out, "My wife, my family." At this point, Colby volunteered to take his place, saying, "I am a Catholic priest from Poland. I would like to take his place because he has a wife and children." Shockingly, Colby's proposal was accepted. The 10 men were then led away to an underground bunker where they were to be starved to death. After 2 weeks, most of the prisoners, except Colby, had died due to dehydration and starvation. The remaining prisoners and Colby were then executed with a lethal injection. Those present say he calmly accepted death, lifting up his arm. His remains were unceremoniously cremated on the 15th of August that year. Franciszek, yes, miraculously survived Auschwitz and was present at Colby's beatification in 1971 by Pope Paul VI, and also at his canonization in 1982 by John Paul II. And everywhere he went throughout his life, he said, "As long as I have breath in my lungs, I will proclaim the heroic sacrificial act of love by Maximilian Colby." Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Saint Maximilian Colby, model shepherd. The late Cardinal Francis George, Archbishop Emeritus of Chicago, was a keen observer of American culture. Shortly before his death in 2015, he said, quote, "I expect to die in bed. My successor will die in prison, and his successor will die a martyr in the public square. His successor will pick up the shards of a ruined society and slowly help rebuild civilization as the church has done so often in human history," end quote. We may not be called upon to literally lay down our lives as Jesus did and Maximilian Colby did, but in another sense, we are called to boldly lay down our lives in sacrificial love for God and for one another and model the life of Christ in a world that is becoming increasingly hostile to the gospel of Jesus and his church. What that looks like for each one of us will be different. No cookie cutters. That calling will manifest itself differently for each of us. And we may fear the cost of that and the gravity of laying down our lives, but I'm convinced that the more burdensome, weightier cost is that of self-preservation. Wisely, the church has made the Triduum one liturgy. And I think that's because you can't have our Easter joy that we have now without a Good Friday. The model shepherd calls us to follow him where we will find at the heart of genuine love his sacrifice.